Somewhere in the universe, there's a road. A road that lies somewhere between the hopes and nightmares of every individual who travels upon it. But along this road lies a place just to the right of reality. A place so few people ever visit, called the Bed and Burrow.
This room, it's like it has a sort of country, hillbilly, fancy to it. This bed has four comforters on it. Ugh, flea market rejects. Maybe I should take a shower. Oh my god, this is the smallest bathroom I have ever seen. Ugh, I can wait. I hate my life. Beautiful, rich, and talented people like me don't deserve to spend even 1 second in a shitty place like this. Still no signal. In this godforsaken place. Why do I still have this stupid picture of Johnny? Such a fantastically built Doberman. But you just couldn't get your eyes off that fucking slut, could you? Then there's only one thing left to do. Scribble all over your face! This is what I think of you now, asshole! You're dead to me! Even if you called me up right now, I'd never take you back. I'm gonna find someone else who is way more good-looking than you. Delete. And here I am, stuck in a shitty little bed and breakfast. Oh, with a hillbilly donkey who wants to spend some time with me. Fuck my life. When I get back to Scritch City, I'm gonna find the first stud I meet and marry him before he has a chance to be just as stupid as Johnny. Holy shit, did I fall asleep? Oh my god. God, it's midnight. I don't even remember falling asleep. Whoa, what the fuck was that? What the fuck is with this place? Okay, there's someone outside my door. Probably that pervert donkey coming to peek in on me while I'm sleeping. Fuck my life. Unusually polite for a pervert. Better go ahead and give him a piece of my mind. It's the middle of the night, idiot! Oh. My... what?
Sorry if I woke you. Let me introduce myself. I'm Hugh Montgomery from the room just down the hall. I was just staying the night when I got to thinking how absolutely large and handsome I am.
Really? Does that happen a lot?
Yes, it does, actually. I often have difficulty sleeping comfortably just knowing what a vast responsibility it is to have a body like mine. Why, have you ever seen the truly massive cock of a Clydesdale? My god.
Oh wow.
I couldn't help but notice you coming in earlier. Have you ever met a man so incredibly studly as me?
No.
So while I was sitting there thinking about how incredibly large and powerful me and my big horse cock were, I could not help but wonder if you'd like to come back to my room and Oh, I don't know. Touch it for a while. I don't know, maybe full-on sex if you'd be interested. Anything to help me get to sleep.
I hear sleep is very important.
Yes, I was thinking that too. But it's just so hard to sleep when I haven't got some beautiful, rich, and talented poodle wrapped around my mighty Clydesdale cock. You know what I'm saying, right? It's all about getting a good sleep.
Sleep. Yeah.
And maybe if we like each other, we could get married and just have incredibly satisfying sex every day while everyone looks at us. Jealously.
Please.
Ah, I can see that glint in your eye that you want me to fuck you.
I want you to fuck me.
Yes, it's because of how incredibly studly and good-looking I am. I get that a lot.
Please?
Well, anything to get some shut-eye. Alley-oop! Off we go.
Oh, God, yes.